بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The Jinn, Surah Al-Jinn. Themes of the Surah. It focuses on confirming the revelation of the Quran by presenting the example of the faith of the Jinn, in order to refute the idolaters' claims regarding them.
قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا.
Explanation. Say, O Messenger, to your nation, Allah revealed to me that a group of jinn listened to my recitation of the Qur'an in Batnu Nakhla. When they went back to their people, they said to them, "We have heard a recited speech that is impressive in its clarity and eloquence."
يهدي إلى الرشد فآمنا به ولن نشرك بربنا أحدا.
This speech that we heard guides to the correct belief, statements and actions. So we believed in it, and we will not associate any partner with our Lord who revealed it.
وَأَنَّهُ تَعَالَى جَدُّ رَبِّنَا مَا اتَّخَذَ صَاحِبَةً وَلَا وَلَدًا.
We have believed that He, exalted be the grandeur and majesty of our Lord, has not taken any wife nor child, as the idolaters say.
وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَقُولُ سَفِيهُنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ شَطَطًا.
And that Iblis made an errant statement about Allah by attributing a wife and child to him. May he be glorified.
وَأَنَّا ظَنَنَّا أَن لَّن تَقُولَ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
And that we thought that the idolaters from among mankind and the jinn were not speaking lies when they claimed that he had a wife and child. So we accepted their statement blindly, following them.
وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا.
And that in the period of ignorance, some men from mankind used to seek protection in the jinn. When they came to a frightening place, one of them would say, "I seek protection in the leader of this valley from the evil of the foolish ones of his people." As a result, human beings became more afraid and terrified of the jinn.
وَأَنَّهُمْ ظَنُّوا كَمَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَن لَّن يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا.
And that humans thought as you did, O jinn, that Allah will not resurrect anyone after his death for the reckoning and recompense.
وَأَنَّا لَمَسْنَا السَّمَاءَ فَوَجَدْنَاهَا مُلِئَتْ حَرَسًا شَدِيدًا وَشُهُبًا.
And that we sought the news of the heaven, and we found the sky full of stern guards, who were the angels who guarded it from the eavesdropping that we used to do, and full of flaming fires thrown at everyone who comes close to the sky.
وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمْعِ فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنَ يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابًا رَصَدًا.
And that we in the past used to assume positions in the sky from where we could hear what the angels were deliberating. And then we would convey this to the fortune tellers on earth. Now things have changed. Any one of us who now tries to listen finds a flaming fire ready for him. When he goes near, it is released on him and he is burnt by it.
وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا
And that we do not know what is the cause of this stern guard. Is it that evil is intended for those on earth? Or does Allah intend good for them? News of the sky has been cut off from us.
وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ كُنَّا طَرَائِقَ قِدَدًا
And that we, the group of jinn, some of us are Allah-conscious and righteous, while some of us are disbelievers and sinners. We are of different types and of diverse persuasions.
وَأَنَّا ظَنَنَّا أَلَّن نُعْجِزَ اللَّهَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَن نُعْجِزَهُ هَرَبًا
And that we are certain that we cannot escape Allah, may He be glorified. When He intends some matter for us, we will never be able to escape Him by fleeing because He surrounds us.
وَأَنَّا لَمَّا سَمِعْنَا الْهُدَىٰ آمَنَّا بِهِ فَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِرَبِّهِ فَلَا يَخَافُ بَخْسًا وَلَا رَهَقًا
And that when we heard the Qur'an that guides to what is most upright, we had faith in it. Whoever has faith in his Lord, will not fear any loss of his good deeds, and nor any sin that will be added to his prior sins. Beneficial points. The profound effect of the Qur'an on those who listen to it with a sound heart. Just as deviation is found in human beings, it is also found in the jinn, in fact, to a greater degree. Seeking help from the jinn is one of the forms of associating partners with Allah. The nullification of fortune-telling after the mission of the Prophet, peace be upon him. One of the etiquettes of the believer is that he does not attribute evil to Allah.
وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ فَمَنْ أَسْلَمَ فَأُولَئِكَ تَحَرَّوْا رَشَدًا
And that some of us submit and follow Allah by obeying Him, and some of us go astray from the path of moderation and steadfastness. Those who submit to Allah by following Him and doing righteous actions. They are the ones who have sought after guidance and the right way.
وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا
Those who go astray from the path of moderation and steadfastness, they will be firewood that will be used to light the fire of hell together with other human beings like them.
وَأَن لَّوِ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُم مَّاءً غَدَقًا
Just as I revealed to him that a group of the jinn listened to him, I revealed to him that if human beings and the jinn remained steadfast on the path of Islam and practiced on what it contained, then Allah would have given them plenty water to drink and provided them with various blessings.
لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ ومن يعرض عن ذكر ربه يسلكه عذابا صعدا.
To test them in that, are they thankful for Allah's favors or are they ungrateful for them? Whoever turns away from the Quran and the admonitions it contains, his Lord will enter him into a difficult punishment that he will not be able to bear.
وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا.
And that the mosques belong to him, may he be glorified, and not to anyone else. So do not call on anyone together with Allah and become like the Jews and the Christians in their synagogues and churches.
وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوهُ كَادُوا يَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِ لِبَدًا.
And that when Allah's servant, Muhammad, peace be upon him, stood up to worship his Lord in Batnu Nakhla, the jinn were almost piled on top of him because of the huge crowd when they heard him reciting the Qur'an.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُو رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا.
O Messenger, say to these idolaters, I only call unto my Lord alone, and I do not associate anyone else as partner to him in worship, whoever he may be.
قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا.
Say to them, I do not have any power to ward off any harm that Allah has decreed for you, nor do I have any power to draw any benefit that Allah has withheld from you.
قُلْ إِنِّي لَنْ يُجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدٌ وَلَنْ أَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
Say to them, no one can save me from Allah if I go against him, and I will never find any place of refuge to take refuge and besides him.
إلا بلاغا من الله ورسالاته ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإن له نار جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا.
But that which is in my power is to convey to you what Allah has instructed me to convey to you, and his message that he sent with me to you. Whoever goes against Allah and his messenger, his fate is entry into the fire of hell, to remain there forever and never come out.
حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَوْا مَا يُوْعَدُونَ فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ أَضْعَفُ نَاصِرًا وَأَقَلُّ عَدَدًا.
The disbelievers will persist in their disbelief until when they see on the day of judgment the punishment that they were warned of in the world. At that time, they will come to know who has the weaker protector, and they will come to know who has less helpers.
قُلْ إِنْ أَدْرِي أَقَرِيبٌ مَا تُوْعَدُونَ أَمْ يَجْعَلُ لَهُ رَبِّي أَمَدًا.
O Messenger, say to these idolaters who reject the resurrection, I do not know whether the punishment you are warned of is near or whether it has a fixed time that only Allah knows.
عالم الغيب فلا يظهر على غيبه أحدا.
He, may he be glorified, is the knower of the غيب, all of it, nothing of it is hidden from him. He does not disclose his ghaib to anyone, but keeps it and has exclusive knowledge.
إِلَّا مَنِ ارْتَضَى مِنْ رَسُولٍ فَإِنَّهُ يَسْلُكُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ رَصَدًا.
Except for a messenger, whom he, may he be glorified, selects and then discloses to him what he wishes, he sends guards from the angels to go before the messenger and protect him so that no one besides the messenger gains access to this.
لِيَعْلَمَ أَنْ قَدْ أَبْلَغُوا رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَحَاطَ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ وَأَحْصَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَدَدًا.
This is done in the hope that the messenger may know that the messengers before him had conveyed the messages of their Lord that he had instructed them to convey because of the care that Allah gave to it. Allah's knowledge surrounds whatever is with the angels and messengers. Nothing of that is hidden from him. He has counted the number of everything, so that nothing is hidden from him, may he be glorified. Beneficial points. Injustice leads to entry into hellfire. The importance of steadfastness in achieving good objectives. Going against Allah and His Messenger leads to entry into hellfire. Revelation is protected from interference by the Satans, by flames that are thrown at them if they attempt to listen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
The Covered Up One, Surah Al-Muzzammil. Themes of the Surah. It focuses on the spiritual provision of callers to Allah in facing the difficulties and hardships of life, to strengthen the Prophet, peace be upon him, and to warn those who reject him.
يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلْ.
Explanation. All you wrapped up in your clothes, the Prophet, peace be upon him.
قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
Offer prayer at night, except for a little part of it.
نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا.
Pray for half of it, if you wish, or pray for a little less than half until you reach one-third.
أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا.
Or increase it until you reach two-thirds. Make the Qur'an clear when you recite it, and recite it slowly.
إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا.
I am going to send down on you, O Messenger, the Qur'an, which is a heavy word due to the obligations, limits, provisions, etiquettes, etc., that it contains.
إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْأً وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا.
The hours of the night are more suited to the heart for recitation and more correct in speech.
إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا.
In the day you are busy in your work and are distracted from reciting the Qur'an, so pray at night.
وَاذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا.
Remember Allah with various forms of remembrance, and devote yourself to Him, may He be glorified, fully by making you worship solely for Him.
رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا.
The Lord of the East and the Lord of the West, there is none deserving of worship besides Him. So take Him as a trustee whom you rely on in all your affairs.
واصبر على ما يقولون واهجرهم هجرا جميلا.
Be patient over the mockery and abuse uttered by those who deny, and leave them in a manner that causes no harm.
وذرني والمكذبين أولي النعمة ومهلهم قليلا.
Do not be concerned about the state of those who deny, those who enjoy the pleasures of the world. Leave them to me and wait a little for them until their appointed time comes.
إن لدينا أنكالا وجحيما.
In the afterlife, I have heavy chains and a blazing fire.
وطعاما ذا غصة وعذابا أليما.
And a food that chokes the throat because of its extreme bitterness, and a painful punishment in addition to the above.
يوم ترجف الأرض والجبال وكانت الجبال كثيبا مهيلا.
That punishment will occur to those who deny on the day when the earth and the mountains will shake, and the mountains will become scattered flowing sand because of its extreme horror.
إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ رَسُولًا شَاهِدًا عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ رَسُولًا.
I have sent you a messenger as a witness over your actions on the day of judgment, just as I sent to Pharaoh a messenger who was Moses, peace be upon him.
فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا.
But Pharaoh went against the messenger who was sent to him from his Lord. So I punished him with a severe punishment in the world by drowning, and in the afterlife by the punishment of the fire. So you do not go against your messenger, or you will be afflicted by what afflicted them.
فكيف تتقون إن كفرتم يوما يجعل الولدان شيبا.
So how will you protect yourselves if you reject Allah and deny His Messenger from a long, severe day that will make the head of young children white because of the severity of its horror and its length?
السماء منفطر به كان وعده مفعولا.
The sky will split because of its horror. Allah's promise will be inevitably fulfilled.
إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا.
This admonition, containing an exposition of the horror and severity of the Day of Judgment, is a reminder that is of benefit to the believers. So whoever wishes to take a path that leads to his Lord, let him do so. Beneficial points. The importance of standing in prayer at night reciting the Quran, remembering Allah, and being patient for the caller to Allah. Enduring difficulties and tests requires an effective and strict nurturing. Luxury and an abundance of enjoyments is a barrier to Allah's path.
إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك والله يقدر الليل والنهار علم أن لن تحصوه فتاب عليكم فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من القرآن علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله فاقرؤوا ما تيسر منه وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم.
Your Lord, O Messenger, knows that you sometimes spend less than two-thirds of the night in prayer. Sometimes you stand for half the night. Sometimes a third and a group of the believers stand with you. Allah determines the night and day and counts their hours. He, may He be glorified, knows that you are not able to count and keep a record of its hours. And thus, standing for the most part of it, seeking the required will be difficult for you. He therefore has accepted your acceptance, so pray at night as much as is easy for you. Allah knows that some of you, O believers, may be ill and constrained by illness. Others will be traveling, seeking Allah's provision, and others will be fighting the disbelievers, seeking Allah's pleasure and to promote Allah's word. For these people, standing in prayer at night is difficult. So pray at night as much as is easy for you, and discharge the obligatory prayer in the most perfect manner. Give the charity of your wealth and spend from your wealth in Allah's path. Whatever good you send forward for yourselves, you will find it to be better and greater in reward. Seek forgiveness from Allah, Allah forgiving towards those of His servants who repent, and He is merciful to them.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
The Cloaked One سورة المدثر Themes of the Surah It focuses on the instruction to promote the call and its elements and to warn those who deny it.
يا أيها المدثر
Explanation. All you who is covered with his clothes, this refers to the Prophet, peace be upon him.
قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ
Arise and warn of Allah's punishment.
وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ
Declare the greatness of your Lord.
وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ
Purify yourself from sins and your clothes from impurities. Keep away from the worship of idols. Do not think that you have done a favor to your Lord by regarding your righteous actions to be plenty. Be patient for Allah's sake over the harm that you incur.
فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ
When the trumpet will be blown a second time.
فَذَلِكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ
That day will be a severe day.
على الكافرين غير يسير.
For those who reject Allah and His messengers, it will not be easy.
ذرني ومن خلقت وحيدا.
Leave me, O Messenger, and the one whom I created alone in the womb of his mother, without wealth or children. This refers to Walid ibn al-Mughira.
وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُ مَالًا مَمْدُودًا
I gave him plenty wealth.
وَبَنِينَ شُهُودًا
I gave him children who were present with him, who attended gatherings with him, and who did not leave him on account of travel due to the abundance of his wealth.
وَمَهَّدْتُ لَهُ تَمْهِيدًا
I extended to him his livelihood, provision, and children profusely.
ثُمَّ يَطْمَعُ أَنْ أَزِيدَ
Then despite his denial of me, he desires that I give him more after I gave him all of that.
كَلَّا إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِآيَاتِنَا عَنِيدًا
The matter is not as he thinks. He was opposed to my verses that I revealed to my messenger denying them.
سأرهقه صعودا.
I will impose on him difficulty from a punishment that he will not be able to bear.
إنه فكر وقدر.
This disbeliever, whom I bestowed with those favors, thought about what he should say in order to refute the Quran, and planned this. Within himself. Beneficial points. Difficulties in affairs brings about ease in them. The necessity of purity from outward and inward filth. Bestowing a transgressor with favors is not honoring him, it is gradually leading him into destruction.
فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرْ
So may he be cursed and punished. How did he plan?
ثُمَّ قُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرْ
Again, may he be cursed and punished. How did he plan?
ثُمَّ نَظَرْ
Then he reconsidered and carefully thought about what he should say.
ثُمَّ عَبَسَ وَبَسَرْ
Then he frowned and scowled when he did not find anything to challenge the Qur'an with.
ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ وَاسْتَكْبَرْ
Then he turned away from faith and was too proud to follow the Prophet, peace be upon him.
فقال إن هذا إلا سحر يؤثر.
He said, "This what Muhammad brought is not Allah's speech, but it is sorcery that he relates from others."
إن هذا إلا قول البشر.
This is not Allah's speech, but it is the speech of man.
سأصليه سقر.
I will enter this disbeliever into one of the levels of the fire, which is saqar, to suffer from its heat.
وما أدراك ما سقر.
What will tell you, O Muhammad, what saqar is?
لا تبقي ولا تذر.
It does not spare any person that is punished in it, except that it comes on him and does not leave him. Then he returns to how it was, and it comes to him again and again.
لواحة للبشر.
It severely burns and alters skin.
عليها تسعة عشر.
There are 19 angels over it, who are its wardens.
وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَةً وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيَسْتَيْقِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا لِيَسْتَيْقِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا وَلَا يَرْتَابَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ ولا يرتاب الذين أوتوا الكتاب والمؤمنون وليقول الذين في قلوبهم مرض والكافرون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا كذلك يضل الله من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء وما يعلم جنود ربك إلا هو وما هي إلا ذكرى للبشر.
I did not make the wardens of the fire except angels. So humans do not have the power to face them. Abu Jahl was lying when he and his people claimed that they have the ability to attack them, and then they will come out of the fire. I did not make this number of theirs, except to test those who reject Allah, so that the Jews who were giving the Torah and the Christians who were giving the Gospel will become certain when the Qur'an that confirms what is in their scriptures is revealed, so that the faith of the believers increases when the people of the scripture agree with them and the Jews. Christians and the believers do not have any doubt, and so that those who waver in faith and those who are disbelievers say, "What does Allah intend by this strange number?" Just as those who deny this number are misguided, and those who accept it are guided. Allah misguides whoever He wishes to misguide, and He guides whoever He wishes to guide. No one knows the forces of your Lord, because of their huge number, besides Him, may He be glorified. So let Abu Jahl, who mockingly and dismissively said, Does Muhammad only have 19 aides? Know this. The fire is only a reminder for human beings through which they can come to know of Allah's greatness. May He be glorified. The statement is not as claimed by some idolaters that he will suffice his companions against the wardens of hell and take them out of it. Allah took an oath by the moon. He took an oath by the night when it departs. He took an oath by the morning when it lights up. The fire of hell is one of the great calamities. In order to strike terror and fear in people.
لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَتَقَدَّمَ أَوْ يَتَأَخَّرُ
Whoever from amongst you, O people, wishes to go forward with faith in Allah and righteous actions, or to lag behind by disbelief and sins.
كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة.
Every soul will be taken to task for the actions that it did. Either its actions will destroy it, or they will release and rescue it from destruction.
إلا أصحاب اليمين.
Except for the believers. Who won't be taken to task for their sins. Instead, these will be overlooked because of their righteous actions. On the day of judgment, they will be in gardens asking one another,
عن المجرمين
About the disbelievers who destroyed themselves by the sins they committed.
ما سلككم في سقر
They will say to them, What entered you into hell?
قالوا لم نك من المصلين
The disbelievers will answer them, saying, We were not of those who discharged the obligatory prayer in the worldly life.
وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ
We did not feed the poor from what Allah gave us.
وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ
We used to be with the people of falsehood and go wherever they go. We used to speak to the people of misguidance and deviation.
وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ
We used to deny the day of recompense.
حتى أتانا اليقين.
We persisted in this denial until death came to us and prevented us from repenting. Beneficial points. Man's responsibility for his actions in the world and the afterlife. Not feeding those in need is one of the causes for entrance into the fire.
فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ
On the day of judgment, the mediation of intercessors from the angels, prophets and pious ones will not benefit them, because the requirement for the acceptance of intercession is that the thing for which intercession is made must be approved.
فَمَا لَهُمْ عَنِ التَّذْكِرَةِ مُعْرِضِينَ
What has made these idolaters turn away from the Qur'an?
كَأَنَّهُمْ حُمُرٌ مُسْتَنْفِرَةٌ
As if they, in their turning away from and aversion to it, are wild donkeys that are extremely resistant.
فَرَّتْ مِنْ قَسْوَرَةٌ
That have fled from a lion out of fear for it.
بَلْ يُرِيدُ كُلُّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ يُؤْتَى صُحُفًا مُنَشَّرَةً
Instead, each one of these idolaters wants for there to be an open book by his head side that tells him that Muhammad is a messenger from Allah. The reason for this is not the lack of proof or weakness of evidence. It is only obstinacy and pride.
كَلَّا بَلْ لَا يَخَافُونَ الْآخِرَةِ
The matter is not like that. In fact, the reason for their persistence in their misguidance is that they do not have faith in the punishments of the afterlife, so they remained in their disbelief.
كَلَّا إِنَّهُ تَذْكِرَةٌ
Indeed, this Qur'an is an admonition and a reminder.
فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَهُ
Whoever wishes to read the Qur'an and take listen from it does so.
وَمَا يَذْكُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ هُوَ أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى وَأَهْلُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ
None takes listen from it besides those whom Allah wills to take listen. He, may he be glorified, is worthy of being mindful of by the fulfillment of his instructions and the avoidance of his prohibitions. He is worthy of forgiving the sins of his servants when they repent to him.